If you ask most preachers nowadays, is Roman Catholicism Christian? They look at you as if you're crazy. Why do you even need to ask the question? Rome claims to be Christian, and many evangelicals even are willing to accept it as Christian. Let me start, however, with this as a basic proposition. Christian is what the Bible defines Christian as being. Now that's my starting point. By that starting point, I come to the conclusion that the Church of Rome is not a Christian church, but an un- and anti-Christian cult. It's a cult because, first, it does have a source of supposed divine authority beside, apart from, and beyond the Bible. Ultimately, for Rome, authority resides in the church, and the church to Rome means the Pope, his cardinals, his bishops, the teaching church. That is where authority rests. Claims the authority of tradition, but tradition needs interpreted, and only the church has the right to define the meaning and authority of tradition. Similarly, only the church has the right to judge the meaning and authority of Scripture. Now that's the basic mark of a cult. Some will say, well, does Rome not believe in the Trinity? Well, she does, but she effectively adds a fourth member because she talks about Mary in such exalted terms that Mary has been assumed to heaven, and Mary is the one who is a great mediatrix. Does Rome not believe in the deity of Jesus Christ? Well, she does profess to believe in the deity of Jesus Christ, and many individual Roman Catholics do sincerely believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. But as a system, the Church of Rome denies Jesus Christ. How? Well, you take the most basic truth of the revelation of God in Christ. What is it? It's the finished work of Christ's cross. It's the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The big question that the gospel answers is, how can a man be just with God? How can I be accepted by God? How can I be saved? Now, you can't get anything more fundamental than that, because if you're wrong in that, and you're lost for all eternity, you'll realize there's nothing more fundamental than that. Rome denies. In fact, not only denies, but places her curse upon the biblical exposition of the gospel. Justification by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ's merit alone. Faith alone in Christ alone. That's God's way of salvation. The Council of Trent, which is the last great authoritative statement that Rome has made on the subject, has placed the curse of the papacy on anybody who believes that. Now, this is no small matter. It is vain for evangelicals to get together with individual Roman Catholic thinkers and say, we agree on this and we can agree on the other thing. The Church of Rome as a church has made her position clear and plain. And it is a position that denies the Bible way of salvation. Now that, according to Galatians chapter 1, and that's inspired scripture, that brings Rome under the anathema, or the curse, of God. This is not a Christian church. This is an un-Christian and anti-Christian cult. Are there individual members in it who, despite the darkness of the system, have, by the grace of God, come to know Christ? I doubt that not. I believe that that has been true in every age, and it is no doubt true in our age. But that doesn't change the fact that the system itself is fundamentally unbiblical, fundamentally anti-Christian.